This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We talk all things business today, and helping us with the conversation, I'm joined on the line by Khumutso Talani, who is an independent economic analyst, business coach, financial literature advocate. We are talking about the significance of credit sales, especially for us, small businesses, side hustles and so forth. How significant is it? What are the pros and cons, and how do we better do it? What is the proper way of doing this? Good morning, Khumutso. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Top of the morning. I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. We're talking about something very important, and I think it affects quite a number of small business owners. You know, we don't quite have the hang of how to operate in a credit space. So let's first get an understanding of what credit sales are.
Credit sales are items that or services, because not everybody is selling a product, services that can be rendered on an agreement, written. You have to write this agreement, have your terms, conditions, have them signed, because a lot of times credits are not paid back because it was verbal. So small businesses need to understand that the credit sales that happens needs to be in writing. It's either when you do it 7 days, 30, 60, 90, but it depends on what product you are doing.
Yeah.
So when you sell things on credit, you know that you put in your faith in a person to say, I'm giving you the service or a product. In return, you need to pay it back.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, even if I'm selling scones, I'm just baking and selling them, I also need that written agreement?
Yes, definitely, because what people have not signed on might be a write-off. It will be that debt that you will never see again. At least if you have it in writing, you can go to small claims and say, listen, this is my 300 and I need it. The person they scones for, I used my money to do that and my energy and my time. I need them to pay back. So in small entrepreneurs need to understand that we have to have paper trail. Where are you recording your credit? Who are you giving credit to? Are you signing or are you just talking? A lot of businesses go down because it's just verbal agreement. No, bake for me scones. I'll pay you Monday.
Sure. So it's a difficult one because we're also in a competitive environment. And, you know, in a competitive environment, you might want to hold on to your clientele or your customers by trying to be lenient and giving them something that makes them feel more comfortable financially. But let's understand why or which businesses would require or even qualify to sell their items and services on credit.
All businesses, because I might need your service today and I'm only getting paid at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Right? And also that the businesses that would thrive better in credit sales are the bulk selling people. You can be a small business, but you might provide bulk products, right?
Yeah.
Perishable ones, I always tell people, if you've got your shop and somebody has an event, they want your perishable goods, tell them 7 days, please. Because the perishable stuff, they can be used, and then some they can be rotten, and they'll come back and say, no, but you know, the beans is a how they were 1, 2, 3, 4. Everyone is eligible to have a credit sale. And also, you need to understand that the terms of being in competition is what takes people out of the business. You are trying to protect your clientele from them feeling otherwise, but also you're killing yourself if you're not protecting your business. We need to start treating our businesses as good entities even when we are starting, because then you will be in a habit of having your bad debts written off all the time. So you have a budget to say, oh, now I know every month I lose 10,000 or 5,000 to people not paying me back. That's for your business.
Sure, absolutely. But earlier you mentioned that, you know, some businesses die because people don't pay or there's a lot of debt that has to be written off. So what are the advantages of credit sales, but also give us a few disadvantages of this practice?
One advantage is if you are blessed with good clientele, you'll make your money back quick, fast, in a hurry. You'll never lack your funds. I promise you, if you've got people that really respect your business, pay the greed, you're going to make your money fast and you'll never be out of the business. The disadvantage of that is if, let's say, for example, you are dealing with weed, for an example, if you don't have the terms to say pay me in 7 days, that is perishable, guys, and things that can rot. You need to make it smaller days, because then imagine if that need, the electricity now is a problem, it's still short, etc., etc. And also the importance of having insurance on debt.
Mm.
I know we're small businesses, but we need to have insurance in place, you know, lawyers on calls. You know, it could be 2,000, but it could be 2,000. So that is like almost 40,000, right?
Yeah.
And there's a loss in a business. A person could say, I'm at about 3,000. But imagine how many people can come and get credit for 4,000. That's not in your business, right? Perishable has to be 7, quite cool. And food, anything that goes into your stomach needs to be 7. Disadvantage of you not having to get it in time is that a person would eat it, they forget, and they won't come and pay you.
Most certainly. I think that every person who goes into business needs to have a sit down or a chat with a business coach like yourself. So how do we make contact with you? How do we find you for your services?
My services everywhere on my social media. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere, because now business is social media, right?
Mm.
I'm Kumojo Talane. My Kumojo is K with an H, but the S doesn't have an apostrophe or anything. It's Kumojo.
Okay.
Basically, Khomotso. My surname is Talane, Talane. You can just go to Google and Google my name, then most of my social media will appear there.
Certainly. Thank you so much for your time, Kumotso. We really do appreciate. She mentions quite a number of important things. You know, we are not keeping record of how we are operating financially as a business. We're not, you know, keeping record of the coffee we had to buy for the office, or, you know, you're not keeping record of the small things you needed to purchase, the 20 Rand that came out of the business account here. But we're also using the business account for personal things. We're not even paying ourselves our salaries. We don't have T's and C's when it comes to borrowing people money, or, you know, giving our services and our products out on credit. We don't even write down. It's a word of mouth type of situation, and we need to move away from that. She says we need to start treating our businesses like entities, even if they are small, even if we're just starting out, and this is how we get to get things right. So I want to find out from you. You know, we're in the side hustle area, we're in the business running era. So if you are, you know, a side hustler, if you do have your own business that you are running currently, do you sell or offer your services on credit? And how do you do this? Is it word of mouth? Do you have anything written down? Do you afford this to every single person, like every single one of your clients, you give them credit? Or are there certain clients that you choose, you know, I give to this, I give to that? And how do you even make that choice? Let us know on 079-8996-226, and just your experience when it comes to credit with your business or your side hustle.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.